You're listening to Band Geek with Richie Castellano on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
Okay, you got two options this week. You can go watch the What a Fool Believes video right now, or you can wait till the end of this podcast and listen to the whole episode and then watch the video. If you want to watch the video right now, you can find links to it on our Facebook. That's Richie Castellano Facebook, or at Rich underscore Castellano on Twitter. We'll have YouTube links up there. We don't have a unique YouTube URL yet because we don't have enough subscribers. So if you like our YouTube videos, please search for our YouTube channel, which is pretty easy. You just go to YouTube, search for Band Geek Podcast. It'll pop right up, and then hit subscribe. And then once we meet that minimum threshold of subscribers, then I'll be able to apply for a unique Band Geek URL, and it'll make life easier for everybody. But anyway, this podcast is a behind-the-scenes, like pre-production meeting discussing the What a Fool Believes video. And it's just Jarrett and I talking about it and planning what we're going to be doing. And we had a lot of fun doing it. And I thought it would be interesting for people who don't know what goes into making a music video to see, you know, what the pre-production process is on that. And it was cool and it was a lot of fun. So, yeah, it's your choice. Watch it before or after. I want to say I'd watch it after listening to the podcast, but that's bullshit because I wouldn't be able to wait, and I can't wait. I'm dying to show this to people. We had a blast making it. We laughed the entire time, and as I was editing it, I was giggling like an idiot the whole time. So I am dying to show this to people. So fuck it. Watch it right now, then listen to the podcast, and you'll hear what went into making it. Before we get started, I have to give one little plug. I have a very special gig coming up that's May 31st at the St. George Theater in Staten Island. And I will be the opening act for Eddie Money, who's coming here to Staten Island to play a show. And I'll be doing a short, like, five-song set. It's something similar to what I did when I opened for Rick Springfield. I might switch it up a bit, though. So if you're in the area, the New York, New Jersey area, get your tickets for that on Ticketmaster.com. That's May 31st. Opening for Eddie Money. So here goes the Band Geek episode. What is this? 40? I think this is 40. All right, yeah. Episode 40, which is Jarrett and I doing all the diabolical planning for the What a Fool Believes video. Enjoy. On Band Geek, I'm here with Jarrett. Hey, Jarrett.
Hello.
And I listen to a lot of other podcasts, and that's where I got the idea to do this podcast. And sometimes on one of the shows I listen to, they go through like the creative process and they brainstorm on like stories and stuff and ideas. And that's really appealing to me. I like hearing how people think and come up with stuff. So today, me and Jarrett have a brainstorming session together, and I'm recording it, and if this turns out to be great, then it'll be a podcast episode. If it turns out to be shit, then I'll just erase it.
You'll never hear it.
Yeah, so this could be for nothing, but whatever. I figured, you know, instead of just doing this, this might be interesting for people to hear how stuff like this works. Okay, so if you listen to last week's podcast, or if you haven't listened to last week's podcast, I suggest you listen to that, because this is a follow-up directly to that same subject. We recorded a song, one of my favorite songs, What a Fool Believes, by the Doobie Brothers. And instead of doing our normal Band Geek video, where I just put cameras up in my basement and we do it like that, I wanted to do something with a bit more production value. And I've had this idea for a long time. I want to do... Jarrett and I have this little thing we do called the Dueling McDonald's. And because we both think that we do excellent Michael McDonald impersonations until we listen back and then we find out we don't actually do excellent Michael McDonald impersonations. But it's we still enjoy it. So, and we sort of like do like a little duet sort of thing. Sort of like, you know, what Jimmy Fallon did. But I feel like every musical gag I have, Jimmy Fallon does. So now it's like nothing is sacred.
And he also has NBC behind him, so they're also well done.
Yeah, and a budget and, you know, a crew. But whatever, that ain't going to stop me.
Also, Buck Dharma calls us the Golden Arches.
Oh, right, the Golden Arches.
Because we're dueling McDonald.
Okay, yeah, that's the name of our band. Sorry, we're not... I retract
we're the Michael McDonald cover band, the Golden Arches.
We are the Michael McDonald cover band, the Golden Arches. So... The concept is, we've been talking about this for a while, is I want to do a music video playing Michael McDonald in McDonald's. Now, that's where the joke ends. That's the end of the joke. It's, get it? Michael McDonald is the same name as Ronald McDonald. You know what I mean? So,
do you think they're related?
Do I think they're related?
Yes. Michael McDonald and Ronald McDonald.
Well, maybe the McDonald's brothers who starred McDonald's, maybe in some... strange way they're distant relatives, it could be.
Well, Kenny Rogers had a chicken restaurant, so why can't Michael McDonald have a steak in McDonald's?
No, you can't. They don't serve steak in McDonald's.
No, I don't like you.
I made a pun.
They serve the McRib that's kind of like steak.
Do you ever have a McRib?
They're weird, because it looks like there's bones and there's no bones, so it's kind of freaky. We're going to get off topic, but I want you also to talk about the meat mountain.
Oh, really? All right, before we begin... I posted this. I think pretty much everybody who listens to Band Geek watches or is a follower or a friend of mine on Facebook. So you've seen the pictures of the meat mountain. there's this guy on YouTube, and it's called Dam Drops. Have you seen this? Did I send you this video?
Uh-huh.
And he's like an overweight gentleman who buys fast food and then takes it into his car and videotapes himself in his... Or videotapes. Records himself video on his phone in his car eating the food and reviewing the food. Now, this sounds completely not interesting, but it's totally captivating.
And it's hilarious.
Yeah, and the guy is very charismatic and, you know, he says things like, bacon game is on point. Things I could never say. But anyway, my cousin Phil is a huge fast food junkie. Loves it. He loves Sonic. He loves Wendy's. You know, like, we'll be like, hey, Phil, I'm making we're making a nice piece of grilled chicken, or we're gonna have some salad tonight. He'll be like, nah, I'm gonna go to Wendy's. So I'll be sitting there eating my healthy food, and he'll be eating like a bacon cheeseburger, and I want to kill him. But anyway,
and he has the metabolism of like a 7-year-old child.
I think that's starting to catch up with him. But anyway,
this is your future.
So it was his birthday this week, and he was hanging out with me, and he was sort of like didn't know what to do, and because usually for my birthday I'm like, I want to do this and this, but he had no idea what he wanted to do. So I said, I know what you want to do. He goes, what? I said, you want the fucking meat mountain. He goes, I do want the meat mountain. So we went to here's a story. I'll tell you the story. We're driving from New Jersey to Manhattan, and I looked on my, Apple Maps program, and I looked up an Arby's, and I saw one right on the way, so in Edison. So I called them up, Arby's. I was like, do you have the meat mountain? Yes, we do. I said, I will be there shortly.
There's only like 3 establishments you could call and ask that question. Arby's, a strip club,
meat mountain,
and like the mafia.
So we get there like whatever 45 minutes later or something, and I go up to the cash register like very proudly, and I go, one meat mountain, please. And they go, are you the guy that called?
So I said, he didn't tell me that.
Yes, I am. And and so
I just picture them ringing bells and bringing it out like they bring the Sunday out.
Let me finish.
Bill and
they
Ted.
They said they saw me and Phil. They go, one or two meat mountains. I said, just one. Right. I said, okay, hold on a second. The manager goes in the back and has to have like a meeting with the guys cooking and making the food in the back. Like they had to have like a pre-game, like sort of like a pre-production meeting like we're having. And they were doing, okay, we got a meat mountain. So here's what we're doing. You, go grab that. Go. And like they had to coordinate the meat mountain before they made it. So the guy comes back. All right, we're ready. One Meat Mountain? Okay.
My name is Glenn. I'd like you to thank you for coming to my Arby's.
Yeah. So then, so they go make the Meat Mountain. I was like, you know, I'll take a small drink and whatever. We got
a Diet Coke.
We got fries on the side. Of course, I had a Diet Coke with the Meat Mountain. So we get it, and it comes out. It's wrapped up, and it looks like, I'm trying to explain what it looks like. Just like a fucking, like a football. like if a football was round, like completely circular or spherical, that's what it looked like, a big football, right? So we open the thing up, and we bring it to our table, and me and Phil, like, open it, and we go, ugh, look at that thing. So since we're splitting it, we cut it in half, but you can really see the layers when you cut it in half. Now, hold on, I'm going to look this up, because it...
To see exactly what's in it?
Yeah, because I keep screwing this up when I retell the story. But basically, it's not on the menu, the Meat Mountain. So
it's a secret. It's like when you go to In-N-Out and there's stuff on the menu that's not on the menu.
Right, exactly. So they were like, you know, we were kind of cool ordering it because we're in the know. Here we go. Oh, so anyway, the receipt for the Meat Mountain, it's not on the menu. They have to ring it up as two... large roast beef sandwiches. So you get $2 $5 charges on your receipt that make up the Meat Mountain.
I figured they could just write one miscellaneous.
Right, are you ready for the Meat Mountain ingredients?
Yes.
Two breaded and deep fried chicken tenders, 1.5 ounces of roast turkey, 1.5 ounces of ham, 1 slice of Big Eye Swiss cheese, 1.5 ounces of corned beef, 1.5 ounces of brisket. Oh, this is what I forgot. 1.5 ounces of Angus steak.
Oh.
1 slice of natural cheddar cheese. 1.5 ounces of roast beef. And 3.5 slices of peppered bacon on a bun. So.
I have this cartoonish image in my head of you guys standing at the counter, and there's like a wall. And on the other side of the wall, you just see like two of every animal coming into Arby's. As they're making the Meat Mountain fresh for you.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that. But so we cut it. So we cut it in half and we started eating it. And I could not fit it in my mouth. It was huge. But I thought like that sort of like mishmash of just all deli meats was going to be gross. You know what I mean? But it really wasn't. It was amazing.
No, mishmashes are good.
But you know what the funny thing is, we had plans because his parents were going to take him to Harold's that night. And if you don't know what Harold's is like a famous New Jersey delicatessen that basically makes gigantic sandwiches like piled like two, 3 feet high with meat. And then after we ate that, Phil called his mom and goes, Ma, we can't go to Harold's tonight. Let's go somewhere else.
We'll post a picture of the Meat Mountain and Harold side by side when this episode comes
up. Yeah, but if you want to see the Meat Mountain, you can look it up or you can go on my Facebook page or my Instagram. I posted it there. I was very proud. And I've had chest pains for 2 days after eating the Meat Mountain.
Slowly working his way. Your bathroom is going to smell awful. Like, oh, like another day and a half.
So anyway, let's...
This is how we brainstorm.
Yeah, let's get back on topic here. We're like Seinfeld trying to write the pilot.
You come in, you say hello, you say hi. I love it.
I love it. okay, so here's my vision for this video. You and I. Well, okay, it starts off with just me. Maybe we should write this down. No, write down after.
Why don't you? You're better at writing it down.
Okay, but anyway, let me just talk first. We're recording this. We can listen back. Okay, starts off in a McDonald's, and maybe like over the like doot, 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 like just shots of McDonald's, right? Shots of I don't want to blow the joke until I start singing. So just like establishing shots of McDonald's, maybe like me ordering, you know what I mean? Because I'm gonna order 2 Big Mac meals, okay?
Meals.
And then I want to bring them, and it's just going to be like all back, you know, hold on, move my microphone. All back shots of me. You know what I mean? Like just with the tray, you know, you can't see my face yet, right? And I have 2 meals on there, right? And I go to a table and I sit down, and as I sit down, he came from somewhere. But it's me with the Michael McDonald wig and beard on, all
right? Right.
Okay, which reminds me, let's take a pause here. I have... I got the wigs from Amazon.
Oh, no.
And I think now's a good time to try them on. So here... Oh, this is a Colonel Sanders wig, but just, you know, it's whatever, it'll work.
Did it come with this mustache?
It does come with the mustache. Okay, so that's your wig. This is my wig. So let's try the wig on first. Actually, we should try the beard on first. It's separate.
This is called Burt Wig and Geppetto Wig and Mustache.
It's fucking Colonel Sanders. Oh, it's Geppetto. That's right. You're right. But look.
Looks like Norman Bates.
I want to thank you guys for going to the Amazon link, because that's how we paid for this. So this is what we're doing with the Amazon money. Oh, here, take this old Jewish person wig.
No, this is a beard.
Oh, beard,
character
right.
Beard. Gray.
Okay, so let's try these both
Are
on.
Are we doing the beard first?
Yeah, I suppose you should do the beard first, right? Okay, I'm going to leave the old tagger on it just in case. Okay, so...
We're going to leave the tags on it so we can return them to Amazon when we're done.
Yeah, we're done. All right. So here's my beard. What do you think?
That's ridiculous. I don't even know how to put this on.
Well, Amory's going to trim this because right now it's too long. It's like a little Gandalf.
How does this go on?
There you go. Oh, yep. You still have the schmata thing over it. Take the black shit off.
Oh, yeah. That's what this is.
It's like a hairnet.
I did theater. I should know this.
Yeah. Okay. This is great. We're doing visual gags on our audio podcast.
Where's the phone?
We're great at this.
I'm already itchy.
You're such a bitch. You better not complain when we're doing this. Because I remember when we did Tiger's Fang, you fucking complained the whole time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I hate you.
I can't see.
Why is this... Oh, it's stuck on there. They really want you to keep this, huh? Okay, here we go. So, I got the wig to describe this,
and I'm sure, well, obviously, when you guys see the video, you'll see it.
Yeah.
But the beard itself already looks like it's smiling.
Do I look like Michael McDonald yet?
Yes.
I do?
No.
Oh! Hold on, I need to get my thing so I can see it. This is going to be ridiculous. This is going to be very hard to eat a Big Mac in.
Well, I can tell you that. There's no, like, mouth hole. Use that as a soundbite. There's no mouth hole.
This is perfect. What are you talking about? I look just like Michael McDonald. If I squint, I look like Michael McDonald.
Mine won't come off.
He came from somewhere back in long ago. Sentimental fool don't see. Yeah. This is perfect.
Well, this thing.
Oh, you know what's great? My fucking eyebrows are black. and this shit is gray. That's awesome. This is great.
Which way does this go?
We definitely gotta trim the beard. Do you agree? You look like him. You look exactly like him. Hey, look at this. You look like... You look like a half-assed Santa Claus. This is Jared's Moses costume.
I should have just brought my Moses costume.
You have a Moses costume? You don't. You totally do.
I just have a shepherd's crook.
This is great. Okay. So far, our production value has skyrocketed from our normal videos. Would you agree? Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to take this off.
No, wait. Wait. Put it back on.
Fuck you.
Nope, right. Put it back on.
Fine.
This is all important to the process. Oh, my God, you look like your dad.
Whatever the fuck.
Oh, my God.
That's great. Are you complaining about that wig?
No.
You better not complain about that wig.
Oh, God.
Stop ogading. Okay. Anyway. So I'm. So I'm wearing. All
right. I gotta give a lot of credit to the people that buy Halloween costumes, like, groovy detective, like the store bought costumes, because these things are terribly made.
So we're wearing those terribly made costumes. So I'm wearing that. And oh, do you have like a sports jacket you can wear?
I have to borrow one of yours.
Oh, that one that I have, the gray one. That's perfect.
Yeah, the one that we use for Artemis.
Yeah. So you'll wear that, and I'm going to wear sort of like a sports jacket also, maybe like black or something. But I'm wearing that, and I'll be eating. Now, first of all, I think we should just go and walk into McDonald's like this. I think if we get dressed in McDonald's... First of all, it's not like we're getting McDonald's permission to do this.
Correct.
So I think we need to just walk in, And just be, and if I'm just wearing a costume, just be like, it's totally normal that I'm wearing this costume.
Luckily, I don't have to order.
Or at least I'll just have the wig on and not the beard. You know what I mean? Just so they can get those back shots and I won't be wearing the wig.
Sure.
Right? So, you know, they'll just think, wow, this guy's got weird hair and he dyes his beard or something and whatever. Who cares what they think? So.
They work at McDonald's.
So. Oh, I scouted out McDonald's the other day when I went there, and I took pictures.
Which McDonald's?
The one by us.
Okay.
So I took, okay, so I took some pictures here.
I don't remember the last time I was in that McDonald's.
Okay. So, here's the main area. I kind of want to sit over here.
Okay.
In the middle there.
Sure.
Right? Like at this table. That's kind of where I want to be. So I think what we need to do is maybe I'll have Andy with like a GoPro just like walking behind me. Or even a cell phone. You know what I mean? Just like grabbing. But I want it to be kind of not obvious.
Right.
Because I don't want it to be like, hey, what are you doing filming here? But if I'm buying food and I'm going to eat the food and I'm paying for it, I could sit there and lip sync to myself. I'm sure there's plenty of people that mutter to themselves at McDonald's.
To be fair, we're going to. A lot of it's going to be at the table.
Yeah.
So. The at the count, like, they're not going to be paying attention to us at the table.
Yeah. So, anyway, so, yeah, so, all right, let's get back to it. So, it opens up, you know, it's establishing shots of McDonald's, right, and then me ordering all, you can't, got it be all from the back of my head, right, me ordering all that stuff, and then, you know, and I'll gesture, like, two, please, right, and then I'll set it up, I put my tray down, and you could clearly see there's two meals. But there's only one person there. And I start...
The meals have to be across from each other. Like, you have to have one full tray that's a Big Mac meal in front of you, and then a one full Big Mac tray.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like this table will work for that. We'll make it work.
But, you know what I mean? Because there needs to be an empty seat, and there needs to be like, I wish I had somebody to share the second meal.
Right, exactly. So I'm going to start singing, looking all sad, looking at my uneaten, you know, or unattended to meal, because I bought two of them. Like, I'm being stood up, right? You know... Somewhere back. And the way we're going to do this is I'm going to have the song playing on my phone in my pocket, and I want to have my earbud in. Do you have earbuds?
Yes.
Okay. So
they're still in the package because I hate them.
Yeah. So anyway, so I start singing this, and I'm just going to basically do the whole song up to when you come in like that. That's it, right? And I'm just going to sit there, and that's going to be one take of me singing that. Maybe I'll do two takes.
We could do a couple different angles.
Yeah, because I think we should have at least two angles. So I'll do two takes of me, you know, lip-syncing, miming, right? Then you come in. Now, this is the only shot I have perfectly in my head. I want you to come in through this door like Jesus Christ. with you know, this front door, right? Just, you're going to, like, open the door. Him sending him some. And you're going to walk over to me while you're singing this, right? So you could be looking at me, right? So keep sending him. So Andy's going to have to track you and walk backwards with you as he does this.
Right.
So this might be a little... Or I might have to do a fake zoom shot. So you know what? Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do a zoom shot where I switch... Because the GoPro has like extra high...
Resolution.
I could double up on the resolution and I could shoot your shot in that.
This way Andy is where you are.
And I could zoom in later without losing quality. You know what I mean? So maybe we'll do that. And you're going to have a little shimmy going on while you walk to the table. Somewhere back here long ago, where you can still believe there's a... And reaction shots of me going, hey, it's my friend that I was waiting for. You know what I mean? So, he will return. By the time you get to she, I want you to be at the table with me. And you're just singing like, right, you're giving it to me. Right in my face. Had a place in his life.
Can I step and sit down in the chair like Riker?
You should definitely do that. Because this is a low chair, so you'll actually be able to pull that maneuver off. I won't have to be your stunt double. So, and then, from what a fool be, we start singing together, right? Please, wise man has the power. So maybe what we should do, this is not a good idea. I was thinking maybe we should get the other people reacting to us, but we don't want anybody else in the video.
We don't want to involve anybody else.
Yeah, so anyway.
The clientele at McDonald's is not the best.
Yeah, B-roll shots of us sitting outside the... I want to get a whole other shot of us singing the song together, like with the choruses, outside of McDonald's, right? Like on the outside. Just, in the She had a what a fool Belize is. Like all that stuff. And then I want to get a shot of us doing that same thing right in front of the drive-thru.
That's what I was just going to say. I feel like we could go through the drive-thru and Andy could be outside the passenger window.
Yeah.
Like walking with us, obviously, because we're going very slowly.
Here's another idea I had.
Or you could mount the GoPro, obviously, to the window.
Here's another idea I had. We can get like maybe a tripod or something, or even take a still. Actually, I'd rather be a tripod of the takeout window. And then we can put us in there in green screen.
Oh, I know what you mean. Okay.
Like get like a plate of like just the takeout window. And then I could just, you know, I'll cut out a little space for the only problem is they keep that window closed when they're not taking an order.
Yeah, but can't we digitally like cut out that square?
We could, but it won't look natural.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're right. Who am I kidding?
But anyway. This is a music video. We're doing a very literal take on McDonald's in McDonald's. We're not doing a weird music video that's about like sunshine and love, and it has like skeletons dancing and like right. A weird like snake.
I see. Normally, like when I would do a Tiger's Fang video, I would plan out every shot. But this, I kind of feel like we need to just sing the song like 4 or 5 times, and I have to cut it together with whatever I have. And then we take some incidental shots, B-roll shots, and then however it cuts together. But I might want to do some green screen shots. Like, I might get some plates. Like, the green screen shots, I don't really have a hell of a lot of room here with my green screen. Like, I can probably do torso shots. You know what I mean? Like, torso to head.
Right.
Like half the body. So, like, that checkout counter would be good. Now, I'm not great at green screen, but I can sort of do it. It'll look shitty, but I'm not, like, too worried about that.
Not as shitty as it would look 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Where we would be, like, half our faces would be pixely. We'd look like the Borg.
Right. Like. So yeah, I might green screen that. But, like, if I get the opportunity, like, if the checkout counter is slow, or the takeout window is slow, I'll try to get at least a picture of it. Or if I can get, like, 20 seconds of it that I can loop, that would be perfect.
The funny thing is I wonder if there are, like, high-resolution shots of empty McDonald's online.
I'm sure there are. No, but the picture is no good. You need, for some reason, people can tell the difference between picture and a film loop, even if nothing's happening in the film loop.
Interesting.
It's
like in Speed.
Yeah, and the other thing, and I don't want to blow this surprise yet, but we're going to have a cameo at the end of the video.
We are.
And the cameo is going to be someone in a ridiculous costume. So I don't want to have someone dressed up in this costume go to McDonald's, because that'll like blow our spot a little bit. I think I might do a green screen of that too. And I want that person to pop into the frame like out of the bathroom. Like, because you see in this McDonald's how like here's a table and the bathrooms are in the back over there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want them to like stick their head out of the bathroom, right? And the way I want to do that is I want to grab like a plate of that, a plate meaning just a background on a tripod with nothing on it. So that's another issue. Like, how are we going to get a tripod?
I don't want to. I mean, I usually do spoil things, so I don't want to. I'm going to have to spoil the surprise.
Don't
for
spoil
our
the
listeners.
Surprise. No, don't. Don't. Just don't. Just stop talking. That's all you have to do.
I was going
to
take a stupid guess.
No, you know what it is. I told you.
No, I have no idea. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, because that's like the big punchline of the whole thing. Can't ruin that.
That wasn't going to be my joke.
Whatever, fuck you. So anyway, but you know what we could do? Look, you see this? See how this table's kind of close-ish to the bathroom?
Mm.
We could clip the GoPro right on the edge of this table and just fucking shoot that corner. And that's one thing.
Well, if that person's coming out and we're not in that shot, then
no,
we can
yeah.
also sit
well,
there.
That's one angle I want, but the other angle I want is you and I going, what a fool, Billy, like sticking to each other at the table when that person sticks his head out of the, or her head, out of the bathroom.
This is a very nice save.
Well, I might have a girl play this part.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's how I think we're not going to get away without doing a little bit of green screen on this.
I applaud your gender neutral casting in regards to this video.
That's right. I'm like,
I think it's very progressive of you.
So let's start getting a list going here of like a shot list of what we need, what we actually need.
I do want a shot of us like two straws in one drink.
Okay.
I feel like it's silly, but it's going to have to be high C orange.
Okay.
Because I can't have anything carbonated. Because I have a lot of problems.
Okay, so I'm going to start writing this down now. All right, the first shot we need, Yeah, I'm gonna fucking number this shit. We need establishing shot of store exterior, right? Right?
Yes.
Okay. Establishing shots of store exterior. Okay. We need... I think there should be a, like, behind me, like, following shot through the whole process.
Yeah,
okay. Camera follows Richie showing back of head only. From outside, and then we gotta be careful about reflections if I'm not gonna be wearing the beard.
Correct.
Yep. From outside, going in, all the way to placing the order, and walking to table. Now, if that table's taken, our whole idea is fucked. Like, we might have to wait until someone leaves that table and have, like, you know, Anne-Marie or Phil or Brandy sit there and, like, fucking hold the table. You
is
know
there,
what I mean?
Is there a Wendy's or a Burger King we could go to instead? Is there a song related to that?
No.
Our whole shot's ruined. Let's go to Perkins.
Guys, get in the car. We're going to another McDonald's. This is bullshit.
Well, I have an idea which would involve us going to another McDonald's.
What's that?
We should be playing in the... ball pit.
Won't they kick us out like immediately?
I don't know.
I think they will.
You know what? I take that back. You know how many germs are in that ball pit?
I would die.
My asthma.
Okay.
I wish they still had the ones outside with like the rocking horses. Now you know what would have been cool?
What?
Is if the McDonald's that's near us on Forest Avenue was still old school, because they literally just demolished it. It looked like a 1970s McDonald's.
Oh, it had the whole playpen thing,
but it looked like a 1970s McDonald's outside with just the brown and yellow,
right?
Until like 6 months ago.
That would have been perfect. but it took me too fucking long to do this.
Can we go to McDowell's in Queens?
Okay. Camera follows me to the from the outside of the restaurant, going into the place in the order, and all the way to the table ordering two Big Mac meals. It's got to be Big Mac meals, right?
Well, it has to be the visually largest sandwich that they have.
Big Mac.
Is that what that is?
Well, Big Mac looks great in the picture, but then you get it's this deflated.
Big Mac's not like the Meat Mountain.
No, the Meat Mountain's serious, yo. You know, I need to write a song called Meat Mountain.
Yes. Next project.
So, okay, now, okay, panning shot.
Richie looks sad at table, eating alone.
Panning shot going from the meal on the table, went from two meals on the table, up to Richie's face. Richie's sad face.
Now... even though we're trimming these beards, I feel like expression may be lost in some of these shots.
It's all in the eyes, man. Oh. That's what Harrison Ford says.
Oh.
I don't know if he says that.
Not when he flies. Oh, too soon.
Fly, yes. Land, no.
What happens at 11 o'clock? That's what these look like. These look like Sean Connery beards.
You call that a landing? Drop, 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 drop. Why are there two Henry Jones Sr. singing What a Fool Believes in McDonald's?
What a Fool Believes.
I suddenly remembered my Doobie Brothers.
Oh, we have to do that.
Let my instruments be the rocks and the trees.
And the fools in the sky.
Okay, so now my question is, should we go from the sad face to me singing, or should there be a cut there?
I think it should be a pan up, and then I think you singing should literally be like a dead shot on your face, like you singing too.
So it should be like a side shot of like the trays, right? Up to my face, I'm going like this. No, I feel like note one, like the first time you see my face is when I have to be going, he came from somewhere, right. Or she came, whatever it is. We should have changed everything to he's. Fuck, we fucked up.
Right. Oh, we'll just go back and re-record everything.
No.
Everybody erase your brains. Forget that you listened to the song last week.
No. All right. Sad face, and I have to sing entire verse.
Because the establishing shot, even though it's like 30 seconds of an intro,
yeah.
Like, you walking to the counter and ordering two meals, mm-hmm. like, we're not going to sit and watch you, like, get change, you know? And
no,
like,
I'm going to basically, so like, it's going to be chop, 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 chop. That's right. How we're doing it.
So that, like, that establishing shot of walking in and, yeah. and, you know, ordering and then being at the table is a very quick, you know,
set. Right. Andy's going to help us, so I got to hope that, like, Andy's, like, on point with that.
Right, but I mean, like, when it's edited later, it's like, you know, establishing shot, walking in, ordering, sitting down at the table, and then the pan up. So, when you're seated at the table, that's going to be the first, you came from somewhere yeah. back.
I might just, like, I don't know if he should just be holding his phone, or I should just, like, sort of strap a GoPro to him, and just, like, and keep a super wide shot, just to make sure we get everything. Maybe we should do both.
We could do both.
Maybe I should just, like, hang a GoPro from him somewhere. And you know, and just also have like him hold his phone the whole time, and just tape me. I mean, are they gonna like really bust our balls about that?
I don't know what they're. I have a feeling
they're not gonna give a shit.
I have a feeling two things might happen.
Yeah.
One is that they don't give a shit. Nobody notices, and they're like, okay, look, it's doofy teenagers in a wig. Not yeah. they were teenagers, but you know,
doofy middle-aged men in a wig.
Doofy middle-aged men in a wig. You know, they ordered food and they're sitting there, and not for nothing. We're sitting at a table. We're not bothering anybody.
Yeah. Or,
not making any noise.
Right.
Or like some like teenage like. You know, kid is going to come over to us in a McDonald's hat and be like, you're not allowed to film stuff in here.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, sorry. And then we finish eating and then we go home.
And then we finish our whole meal, go to the McDonald's and try the process again.
Correct. We didn't scout that location. It's going to involve so much pre-production.
No, but not for nothing. We could be like, we're just doing this for just messing around.
Not for nothing. Teenagers film themselves doing crap in places all the time.
Right. Anyway, so fuck them.
So if they do give us a problem...
Well, hopefully Brandy will be with us and she can, like, you know, give them a little bit of lip.
Yes.
You know, because Brandy's always quick with that shit. I'm never like, you know.
We're Jews. We're always apologizing. Brandy's Greek. She's always ready for battle.
So I remember when we were doing Tiger's Fang, we got stopped by the park rangers.
I remember that. We were out
and
in the park.
I said, oh, we're student film. And they're like, okay.
Because you need, actually, there are laws that prevent you from filming in public places yeah. without a permit now. Yeah. Even student productions, even, you know, anything.
I just said it's for a class project, and they were like, okay. They just said, don't make a mess and clean up when you leave.
Didn't they also tell us, I feel like they told us to stop or, like, go somewhere else, and we were like, okay, and then we, like every, like...
No, I talked to the park rangers. They just said, look, don't stick anything in the ground, and just don't make a mess. Clean up after yourself, and we're cool. And I'm like, okay, thank you.
And they came back at some point, too, and they were like, okay.
Yeah, they left us alone. They didn't, you know.
They were on horses.
They were. It was cool.
Can we borrow your horses for our movie?
Yeah. You know, can you trample Phil with the horse?
Can you drag him for a couple of miles?
We've dug a trench. Oh, we weren't supposed to dig a trench? Oops. Okay. So I sing the entire verse.
Wait a minute. Tiger's Fang wasn't shot in Japan?
Some of it was.
Some of it was.
We haven't released that part yet. I gotta finish that shit.
You're never gonna finish it because we're never gonna film anymore.
No, it's filmed.
All of it?
Yeah. There's one shot I need to finish that movie. And we were scheduled to film it at Tony's studio in the green screen room. And we went in there and he had a whole set built in there and I couldn't film in it.
Interesting.
So we had to like... So we canceled and then we never rescheduled... And yeah,
is it something we can film in a McDonald's wearing gray wigs and beards?
No, it's. But you know what? It's something I can probably film in my driveway.
Interesting.
It's basically I need a shot of Skro. One shot of Skro walking slowly towards the camera, and then I need like 10 shots of Phil walking slowly towards the camera.
10 shots.
Yeah, because I'm.
Gonna, oh, because it has to be.
It's like an army I'm building, an army of Phils. So,
if you haven't watched those before, if you're unaware of that, go to YouTube, type in Tiger's Fang, or go to Richie's YouTube channel.
Yeah.
It's a series of films we did over the course of several years, and they're fun.
Okay, so far we have three shots written down. We're off to making good progress tonight. Okay, so I'm going to sing, and basically, I think I should sing the what are you going to be doing this whole time?
I'm not there.
Well, should you be like sort of hanging out, like maybe just without your wig on?
I'll be sitting in another. No, because you'd know it was me. I'm very
oh, so you're gonna like wait in somewhere else while we do this?
No, like, I sit at the booth behind you, or there's plenty of blues. I can sit behind, you know, whatever.
Nurse a drink or something for the whole time. Yeah,
whatever.
Okay, so
I'm not eating the stunt food. I'm getting other food.
Okay, I feel like we should do an alternate angle of. Actually, singing entire verse and chorus. I should sing the entire verse and chorus because that's when you come in. So alternate angle of Richie singing entire verse and chorus. Verse chorus. Okay. And then we also need some like shit to cut away to. Like you know what? Afterwards, we need to do some stuff outside. Basically, I need to sing the whole thing, and then you jump in. We basically need a shot of you and me singing and sort of dancing outside. And if they stop us, we'll get a plate and do it in green screen. But I'd rather not do it in green screen. I'd rather just do it there.
We can also intercut, since it is a music video, with studio footage. Us, you and me, duetting like at
A microphone.
By a microphone, singing together.
You know what? Let's add that to the list. I'm putting this all the way at the bottom for now, just so I don't forget. Studio duet.
With the headphones headphones, both singing into the same mic. We'll use Anne Marie's silver mic.
Yeah.
The old time radio microphone.
You know, I thought it'd be really not a good shot. We should be sitting at the piano together and just like, I should be writing, like, play something, and you should go. And then you should move my hand, and I should be like, and then we cross the out of the music that we're writing, because we're writing the song together. What do you think of that?
Yes.
Okay, so let's do shot of me and Richie and Muff.
We're going to have to go to Home Depot and buy wood to brace that piano bench.
No, I'll sit, you're standing, and you're listening, and you go like, try this, and I go, oh yeah, and we start writing it down, and we can high five. That shot has to end in a high five.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Shout out Richie and Muff.
And a thumbs up.
Composing. Richie.
There has to be, if there's a shot of us getting it right, like writing something and getting it right, there has to be a shot of us getting it wrong and me like crumpling up a piece of like sheet music and throwing it on the floor.
That's pretty good. All right, okay.
So that's good because we have a lot of other stuff to
make. Okay, so Richie plays piano for Muff. He's reading music. Muff grabs music, crumples it up.
And those should be
my living room.
Those should be in like the choruses.
Those are gonna be wherever I need a Band-Aid to hide an edit.
Sure,
you know what I mean. And we you know what? Maybe we should just like get in front of the camera and riff.
Oh well, yeah, we'll do that. But you have to start somewhere.
Okay, on the floor, and then the next shot.
Riffing involves going off on something that already exists.
All right, same shot, except. Muff corrects Richie. He plays the correction.
We keep Muff's fingers out of the frame because he doesn't know how to play piano for real.
Likes it. Smiles. No, likes it. And starts erasing on the paper. Spell erasing, iPad.
I could put like a big red X through something.
I feel like we'll be able to act this out. Like that's not going to be so hard to do. But yeah, I think the composition shot is sort of important. Or we could use Amory's piano down here. But the piano upstairs looks kind of nicer.
Yeah.
Or
there's more room.
Or
no. Well, yeah.
What if we went to Tony's studio and shot this? He totally let us do that.
Oh, at the piano,
At an actual piano.
Yeah, we could do that too. Mm-hmm. I think that's an idea. We'll call Tony after.
Tony, please.
We just need your live room for an hour.
Yeah.
Just to do some establishing.
Half hour. Things. Yeah. We should be wearing the same thing.
Well, we're wearing the same thing through the whole thing.
Yeah, okay.
Which is basically jeans, a sport coat, and a t-shirt.
Okay, now here we need...
Does he have like a style? What does he wear?
He always wears like a sports coat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright.
So we need shots outside of McDonald's. Of Richie singing whole song. Then Muff jumping in.
He seems to be typing a lot. Doesn't that thing have dictation?
Not this one. This is an old one.
Oh.
Now, here's the issue. When you go to sing your parts... Oh, what we'd have to do? We'll have to put a cut in there. We'll have to put a cut in there because when I'm done singing... Keep sending him somewhere...
Well, it comes from the chorus and
yeah,
then...
Yeah, so... What a fool believes... Away. What's it to be? Nothing at all. So you have to jump in. Keep sending him some. And just start singing. And don't worry about the timing.
Right.
Right? Maybe I'll just like sort of tap a little bit so you can stay in time.
Well, I'm going to have music in my ear also.
No, you won't because you're going to be far away from me. And we need the same source. So if you jump into the frame.
Right, but it doesn't matter. Because you're not getting me and you in the same shot until I get to the table.
Right, no, but I'm saying for an outside shot, for the outside cut into, the shot I'm going to cut into. Like, I want a shot of us outside of McDonald's, just like sort of dancing and grooving together and singing. But you know what I can do for that? I can just have the thing playing in my pocket.
Right.
Or someone can hold it, and we'll just, and because we don't have to worry about making noise outside.
Right.
It's going to be coming from a phone.
Right, but you're talking about when I come in to keep sending him.
You know, yeah, but I'm saying we should do the whole song together outside of McDonald's, like dancing, like by the window, like by the logo.
I got you.
You know what I mean? That's my idea.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. So no, I'll do. We'll just play it. I'll keep it in my pocket.
That we technically, if we really wanted to, could do in Tony's green screen or in green screen.
No, the less green screen we have to do, the less time it's going to take me.
Yeah.
Green screen is a bitch. I hate doing it. But I mean, for certain shots, there's no other way to do it unless like we really knew someone who ran McDonald's and I said, "Hey, can you let us jump in there for a second?" But we don't.
There's a girl I went to high school with who was manager there for like 15 years. I don't know if she still works there.
Maybe you should call her up. You might have to take one for the team here.
No, she's married to an albino.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So
she's French, so it's fine. I don't know what that means.
Well, she has expertise in French fries.
Correct.
Okay.
I love the French. Their fries, their toast, their kissing.
So the next shot is I want a shot of the entrance, right? From inside. You sort of like confidently opening the door.
Which way does the door swing?
Well, that's a good question. I think I took a picture. Not that it matters. You'll,
no, I know, but it's like work. A commanding push is much more better than a commanding pull.
Yeah, but you'll break the fucking thing, and then we'll definitely get kicked out.
No, I'm not that strong. Yet.
Okay. It pulls.
So, oh, it's in a vestibule, right.
Yeah.
I remember this McDonald's now.
Okay, so, yeah, that's it. That's the door right there.
Got it.
Okay. So, shot of the entrance. Muff confidently opens door and sings his first line. Keep sending him somewhere back in long ago. Just that's the whole thing. And you're looking around for me, right?
No, I think I feel like I already see you. Like, I can, like, that's a commanding way to come in. Like, I see you and I'm beelining for
you. But
you
need to stop for a second. Like, boom. Keep sending him some. Like, at least keep sending him. That, you at least have to sing that, right? Keep sending him. Okay. That's that shot, right? Then, we need, and we don't have to do this in order, but we need
reaction, Richie reaction close-ups. These are me reacting to you walking in, right? Like, hey, it's my friend. Okay, this is gonna be a horrible video. Whatever, you know, like,
you really, folks. Little public service announcement. When you have a great idea, write it down. Because when you see it on paper, you can see how fucking stupid your idea actually is. But you know what? That shouldn't stop you from doing it. Because Bruce Lee said, and this is my favorite quote from Bruce Lee. And it's not the be like water quote, because, you know, I'm a pretty inflexible kind of guy.
I was going to say something really racist, but go on.
Bruce Lee's quote was, "It is better to fail gloriously than to never have tried." And I agree with that. So let's fail gloriously together, Jared. How do you feel?
If you're going to go down, you go down hard.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So now we need a shot. Following shot. Or backwards following shot. But yeah. I don't know any of the
proper film terms, but this, I'm going to understand what this. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to know what I'm talking about from reading this when we do the shoot. But Andy's going to be like, you know, that's not what that's called. You know, when I worked in TV, that's not what it's called. It's called a reverse pan, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to have a fight with him. And that's how I'm going to get kicked out of McDonald's.
Yes.
That's how it's going to happen.
Are we going to do a 2-over-2 establishing shot? Ooh.
I don't know what that means.
Terminology.
Backward following shot. Oh, shit.
Does our shoot involve... What? It's not an Etch-a-Sketch.
No, you have to... When you want to undo, you shake.
Really?
Did you know that?
No.
When you're typing on an iOS device, if you shake it, the undo menu comes up.
Interesting.
Yep.
Okay, so backward following shot of Muff singing verse and walking to table.
Okay, so yeah. Keep sending him somewhere back in long ago. Hey, you know what? Let's time this for a second. Let's see how long this takes. Okay. Keep sitting here somewhere back in the long ago. We're here to believe there's a place in her life. Someday, somewhere, he will return. All right, that's 14 seconds. So it's probably a bit long for you to walk to the table. No. It'll probably take you 7 seconds.
Yeah, but if I'm doing like some kind of like kooky strut.
Are you going to be able to do that in front of people?
Why not?
Okay. We should also have, if you get there early, you just get there early and you just sit down. You know what I mean?
I'll make, like, you make a thing out of it. It's like you, when you're shooting stuff, this comes from experience of actually shooting stuff. You go and you do your thing and you hit your mark. That's what you do. If you don't hit your mark, they tell you to do it again. So it's like, you know, you try until you get it. And if it's not working, then they change it to something else. So if I'm getting there way too quick, we throw in something else.
Will it be weird? Will it be weird if we do another shot of that, of you walking across and doing it again? Should we plan not doing that?
Oh, what? Well, you mean because we're gorilla kind of shooting it, and it seems weird that I'm going back in, and people are like, what are they doing?
Yeah, so we shouldn't do that.
And then people are actually trying to leave, and then we're in their way, and then it's annoying.
Yeah, so let's not do that. So basically, we really need to nail this shot on the first time. I'm going to write a note. Must nail this first take.
Oh, I thought you were going to write, must nail first shot, which is what I have tattooed.
What?
On me for dates.
Oh.
Okay. Then we want a side shot of Muff singing in Richie's face pre-chorus.
The she had a place in his life.
I don't think. Okay.
All the way up to
Philly knows. And then we should probably get alternate shot of above. Now we need.
But you know what? We should just go. We should just fucking go. What a fool! But like we should just finish a song at that point,
right? Well, we're gonna be singing it to each other at the table.
Yeah, no ad libs yet. The ad libs have to be done separately.
I think the ad libs should be like studio and piano shots.
But what if the part where I'm choking?
Oh, also true. I feel like wherever we are, whether it's in McDonald's, in the studio, outside, at Tony's studio, at the piano, wherever, we should always have McDonald's in with us. So we can get like an empty cup or, you know, a thing of fries, you know what I mean? And just like always have them with us, you know?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So it's like, if we want to do a choke, because that's the other thing, the choking thing, I feel like we should do that in the studio or by the piano or something, because I feel like if we do that in McDonald's, that might be like the part where they're like, what are you guys doing?
But that should be the last shot we do. So that's what, we're just leaving, that's what we're doing. Oh, now, when we're sitting at the table together, what happened? Oh, there has to be a cut there, because at that point, we have to jack into the same player, the same like iPhone, and we each have to be like, it has to be split, we each have to be listening to it at that point,
right?
And the Y has to be hidden.
Right.
So we kind of have to be...
So it's one set of earbuds, and we each have one in one ear, with the earbud side facing away from the camera. That's easy.
Right. Okay, so... Yeah, so we just need two shots of us singing the whole song to the ending. Okay, now we need a shot of the guest. So, shot of bathroom with the two guys singing in the foreground, right? Oh, so we need a steady shot.
So you bring your little... Don't you have, like, a thing that's on the table with the GoPro?
Yeah, I have, like, a clip.
No, don't you have one of those, like...
No, I have a clip that I can clip to the table that won't move.
Oh, I was gonna say, don't you have one of the, like, those... I feel like they make those things that it's, like, it's a tripod, and it's, like, you can bend the legs.
Yeah, I have one of those, too.
Yeah.
Because
I feel like on the clip to the... Oh, well, yeah, never mind. I keep forgetting that the GoPro is actually super small, and you can angle it, and the resolution is high, so it doesn't really matter if it's, like, low... Because you can...
Exactly. We might have to clear a card and shoot high resolution all day so I can, like, pan and zoom into... Excuse me, zoom into shots. So I need a plate shot of bathroom area.
Also, reminder, fully charged phone.
Yeah.
For the GoPro.
Fully charged phone with space on it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's it. Now, should we attempt to do the ad-libs inside McDonald's and see how far we go?
I think we can see how far we can go in McDonald's, and then we can also do coverage. We don't have to. We can do the ad-libs. We can do the same things or different parts of the song in different locations, so we have edit points. You know, if we're going to go to Tony's studio and spend time at the piano, we could do the whole song sitting at the piano, you know? I'm not saying, you know what I mean? Like, to get coverage.
I think it'd be really funny if I was just choking at McDonald's. Like, I should be...
Well, the choke is actually very quick, so if you're choking and I'm standing next to you...
I need to take a bite of burger and then go, if love can come, and that's like, because I have to be like eating the burger, and the burger has to have a bite out of it while I'm holding it. You know what I mean? And, so you okay, you started to choke, I'm just going...
And then, and then it's just me looking around at McDonald's going, who knows a Heimlich maneuver?
Yeah, and you can stand up at that point like, who knows a Heimlich maneuver? You know what I mean? And that doesn't have to be in time with the music. You can just say that, and I'll slide that in.
Right.
You know what I mean? Okay. All right, so that's going to be last in the list, but okay. So
we don't know anybody that drives an ambulance? Just ambulance pulling away from McDonald's.
Okay, I'm going to do ad-lib performances. And that's going to be one shot. Whatever happens, happens. And we'll just have to...
Right, like I said, we're doing this in enough spots where we'll have coverage.
Richie.
We're going to be doing it here in the studio. We're going to be doing it at Tony's studio. You know, we can do stuff in the living room. We can do stuff outside.
Richie takes bite of burger and starts to joke. Then I want to do another shot. Muff stands up. Looks around.
You just had a funny idea that's a stupid inside joke, but it just had this visual thing in my head of when we're at the piano and writing, and we're like, yeah, it sounds good, and then I'm like, no, it doesn't. Like, you have a frost, whatever your drink is from McDonald's, and I stick my fingers in and make the poo face.
No. It wasn't funny when you did it the first time, asshole.
I love that story.
He did that to me when we were kids, and we went to... We both ordered Sprites at Perkins, and the waitress, like, no, I put the Sprite on the table, and then Muff kept putting his Sprite, like, right next to mine. And we had the same drink, and I go, dude, just so you know, this is my Sprite. He's like, all right, I got it. And he kept, like, taking the drink and putting it down, like, right next to my cup. I'm like, dude, this is my Sprite. I don't want you to get confused. He goes, all right. And he did it again. He put it right next to me. I was like, dude, this is my Sprite. He goes, and he takes his finger and he puts it into my drink. He goes, now what?
I'm hilarious.
You're an asshole. Okay, anyway. Okay, do we have the shot of us? Oh, yeah, we got that. Okay, here's another one I want to do. Shot of two guys singing in front of drive-thru, right? If we can, if they don't kick us out.
I feel like we could also do some shots outside, like in front of the windows.
Where do you think the drive-thru is?
No. But like the drive-thru is like, we'll be in the car in the drive-thru.
No, we're going to be in front of the drive-thru stand on our feet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Aren't there going to be cars?
If there are, we move. Move.
No, I think it'd be funny if you and I were in the car together and we had a shot of, like, through the passenger window.
Yeah, but if you pull up with the car, you have to take an order.
Also true. So, we'll order something.
No, we'll stand there.
We could do something in front of the windows, too, because they have those big posters of their food.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I'm gonna write, if possible. And then, if possible, we have to try to get this shot. Plate shot of drive through window. Okay. Now, this 17 studio shot. 18. 19. So, okay. There are 19 shots. That's not crazy. When we did Tiger's Fang, there were 75 shots.
And that's why it took 4 days to shoot the first one.
So this, basically, let's see, we got to sing the song, like, we got to sing the song, like, 8 times. That's it. And what we get is what we get, and I'm going to edit it together. And hopefully, I'll have it edited together in time for this podcast. So, like, you know, this weekend when last week's podcast comes out, they'll hear the song for the first time. That's kind of cool. And then next week, when this podcast comes out, they'll get to see the video. And we'll wait. Maybe I'll wait till Sunday to release the video, and I'll release it together. And then they can talk. Then they can hear, like, the making of it.
Correct.
Maybe, is this a stupid idea? Should we, like, keep some sort of audio going while we're recording it, so you can hear us talking about it? Or that's probably too much hassle.
No, I think we've given them enough insight into the making process, and maybe we'll throw some, once we throw the video up there, maybe we'll throw some blooper stuff up there too. Oh,
and there will be.
Because there's always blooper stuff.
Yeah.
So we can do a compilation of bloopery stuff.
All right. I guess that's it. That's the show.
Well, we hope you enjoy the video. We hope you enjoyed the song.
Should we play the song again after this? Probably not, because we played it last week.
I don't think we could play the song enough.
Good point. Okay, here's What a Fool Believes. Thanks for listening. What's in her-
watching her go. But what a fool believes he sees. The wise man has the power to reason away what seems to be is always better than nothing. And nothing. Anybody else would sure.